Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So, what is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammett, Mental Illness here. We got Nia Renee, How to Love a Battered Woman. We are talking...
Gay.
Today gay. We're doing things a little different today. Today we're going to be talking about the... Krishan Rock, is it Krishan Rock? Krishan Malone? What
did, yeah, Krishan Rock. Krishan Rock.
Yeah, Blueface. Dynamic. What do they have? They have a lot going on, y'all. Yeah, so if y'all new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I, you know, raise awareness for NPD. I help get more people into therapy and, you know, help validate the, you know, abuse victims and things of that nature. I'm going to let Nia introduce herself. So we're going...
What up, gang? Yes, my name is Nia Renee. I discuss a variety of topics between abuse, domestic violence, surviving domestic violence, sexual assault, childhood trauma, abusive parents, and then an array of chronic illnesses.
An array of chronic illnesses.
An array. I got a lot.
It's an array. Okay, y'all. So the Krishan Rock Blueface whole dynamic is kind of, so for me, honestly. It's kind of, I get annoyed by it now. I just feel like it's too much. You know what I mean? I saw something on Twitter the other day that popped up and said, Krishan Rock and Blueface are domestic violence influencers. That's what it was. Domestic violence influencers. And I was like, that is true. It is super annoying and things like that. And just kind of watching the most recent interview that they did with on the No Jumper podcast. You know, what you have? I know you had some thoughts on that one. Nia, I can't hear you now. I don't know. I think you muted it. It's got a mute. It's got like the mic cut off on it. Talk now. It's back on there now.
Am I good?
Yeah, you're good now.
Okay. Woo. Okay. Struggles. All right, my bad. Yeah, I was seeing the TikTok videos, and before I made a comment, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go watch this full hour and a half interview because I'm not trying to put a comment out there until I see the full dynamic and the whole situation. And after I watched it, I got mad.
Yeah, it was a rough one because what I saw online the most times with her, like, getting drug out. You know, kicking and screaming, kicking the TV and things like that. So
yeah,
a lot of,
so you the picture is painted that she is the aggressor.
I mean, the picture was painted because it looks that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Blueface is calm and cool and collected on the podcast. Mm-hmm. He's chilling. You know what I mean? He's like, y'all, he's trying to be like, he's soft-spoken, like, y'all see what y'all are doing? You see what you're doing? You know,
yeah.
Just chill out. Like, we don't have to do this, you know?
Yeah.
And then she's right there drinking and stuff like that. So, you know, the alcohol gets involved in the situation. It doesn't make anything better.
But they're both drinking.
That's what I'm saying. They're both drinking immediately.
And they're trying to make it seem like she's the one that's got the problem. Like, he's not also drinking. Anyway, we'll get into it. Go ahead.
But like, you see the dynamic. So a lot of times on my channel, y'all hear me tell you, I tell people a lot of times, like, controlling your reactions. It's like a superpower when you're dealing with toxic people, narcissists or not. A lot of people online are calling them Blueface narcissists, and some people online are calling Krishan Rock a narcissist. They're like, she more toxic. Bruh dodged the bullet, you know, and things like that. Like, you know what? After seeing that reaction right there, I'm on Blueface's side. You know, I'm on his side now. You're like, look what he has to deal with. You know, look at all the stuff that's going on in their life and, like, the stuff that he has to deal with. I was like, yikes. But it's perfect for him because it makes him look like a cool, like he's done nothing wrong. It makes it seem like he's just chill and she's overreacting because that's what it looks like. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people in that circumstance would see what she's doing. Not a lot of people, but, you know, people do, they talk about, you know, narcissistic toxic abuse or whatever. They see that as reactive abuse of what she's doing. Like, she's reacting to him.
Yes.
Is it an overreaction? Oh yeah, absolutely. So just to me, I'm like, if you were just like walked outside, just chill, nobody would have said anything, but it's just like, it's on brand. It's like now it's on brand for her to kick a TV. and the kick and scream and stuff like that. I'm like, come on now. I was like, just.
I don't know. I feel like I disagree.
Oh, was her kicking the TV?
I disagree with the evaluation because, mainly because I've been in that situation. I feel like I was so triggered watching it because I just know what she's feeling.
Yeah.
And when you're in those moments, your emotions, I'm not saying that she wasn't out of control because she was, but the emotions that are coming through her, and then her being manhandled, and then her man's trying to play like he's the victim, like he's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
But he, even in his words, he's like, y'all better body slam her or I will. Y'all need to do this or I will. And she's just, all she was saying was, I don't want to talk about this situation. Let's not talk about this situation because you're trying to act like you didn't hit me first.
Yeah.
And then I think what gets me, and I can't speak for her, but what gets me is how calm he was.
Yeah.
Because nothing about that, like my ex would be sitting there and I'm like, why are you acting like this? Like, why are you doing that? And he's like, I'm not doing anything. And then the gaslighting starts to happen. I feel like I'm losing my mind, and then I go crazy. Like I've been there before. It hasn't been as big as outbreaks like that Krishan has.
Yeah.
But I have physically reciprocated.
Yeah. But so when you physically reciprocate, you don't feel like that's an overreaction of what's going on in the situation. Like if he's sitting there calm and you well off and hit him, is that not so you feel like?
Well, so
there's a dynamic. I know what you're saying.
Hit first.
I'm just saying. No, I know. So I know what you're saying. Yeah, I get what you. I understand 100,000%. I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying 100,000% because I've been in this situation with Blueface. I'm chill and everybody's just like, look what you got to deal with. I'm like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
And then you got your boy on the podcast.
He's not helping.
Oh no, he was definitely not helping. No, he called him a good dude. Like, you got a good man here. I was like, yikes. It was like, you got a controller and stuff like that. And yeah, that body, I forgot about that body slam part, you know, right there, where he's just like, y'all need a body slam before I do.
Well, but even the what's his name? Whatever his name is. He even said himself, like, if you was my bitch, it wouldn't be me. You wouldn't have gotten away with none of this. It wouldn't have been me. You would, like, you could tell what kind of time he's on. You could tell what kind of, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like they had already made their minds up about her before she sat down. She was in the deficit before she even sat down.
Yeah, of course, they set her up.
So I understand what you're saying. Yeah, nobody was on her side. Except, I guess, one of her friends was throwing the water bottle or whatever, the splashing water camera. But I understand that whole dynamic, though. But you see what I'm saying? It's just like, if she, I get it. That's what I tell people. When I'm doing my coaching and stuff like that, it's just like, look, I know it's tough, but controlling your reactions it can help you out so much. And I know I think she had an abusive childhood from the stuff that I've been seeing a lot, since I've read about her and things like that. But
yeah, she's got a lot of unhealed trauma, and like even in the interview when Sharp was like, well, why do you drink and why are you drinking or whatever, that is like, that question came up and she said, I drink because I don't want to feel the pain. And it's like, I felt that because I recently just opened up about that on a video that I just did a couple last week. Basically, like, nobody talks about, you know, what it's like. Like, a lot of people talk about while you're in abusive relationships. A lot of people talk about after you're healed from abusive relationships, but nobody talks about that in between. And when I was in my in-between phases, I did the same thing. I used alcohol to numb the pain. I used alcohol to not feel what I was feeling, and because I didn't want to feel it. So that was it was a really bad coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Like I said, it wasn't as bad as Krishan, but I understood where she was coming from. She's like, I drink because I don't want to feel. As she's saying that, she's drinking it because she's drinking on the show. She don't want to feel the pain that Blueface is inflicting upon her.
Yeah.
And, you know, the media is going to portray her like she's crazy, like she's the, you know, she's the aggressor, and but like, if you watch that video from beginning to end, it is a clear, full picture of a narcissistic, abusive relationship.
Oh, I would agree with
that. She's trauma bonded so hard.
Yeah. So I agree on that. There was a certain part about the interview when they were talking, and they were like, he knows, because, you know, Blueface, he knows what sells. He absolutely, he's like, they don't want to hear about the good times. We got to talk about this. And he said that. He's like, they don't want to hear about, they didn't want to hear about the good stuff. They don't want to hear about our perfect life. They want to hear about, you know, what we do. You know, I was like, oh, okay. So he was already on.
One thing that made me really mad was at the end of the interview. Let's see if I can play it. Can you hear it?
Hi, Rob. Welcome back.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Feeling better?
Very good. Thank you.
Can I have a kiss?
Mm-hmm. Bro, you was spazzing. You talking about nobody speaks for you.
That's why.
Hold on, but this is the part that pissed me off. Oh, hold on. It goes to, hold on. This is the part that made me the most upset. That's what made me mad, was like, I'm the man, so you don't tell me what I should say, but I'm gonna tell you what you should say.
Oh yeah, but so yeah, that part got, because I, you know, I heard that part. That's why I got that. He's just like, they don't want to hear about our perfect day. Yeah. They want to hear about the drama, so, because that's what we're known for. That's so now it's just like they have to keep perpetuating the abuse cycle in public. And yeah, like I said, she looked, but you know how the dynamic goes. She does. They paint her to look like the aggressor, but he's sending that cool, calm, collected, saying little triggering stuff to her, knowing it's going to set her off.
But you know what I will say, though?
Yeah.
I'm proud of her. Because she stood up for herself. I'm proud of her because she stood up for herself. Because immediately she's like, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about this. Oh, okay, so it's cool for him to call me a...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bitch, but if I call him a bitch, it's a problem. And I see, like, she's like, she acknowledged that, you know, she even said in a clip, in one of the clips, like, you're gaslighting me. You're not about to just sit here and gaslight me.
No,
like,
she said she brought up gaslighting.
She literally said verbatim, you're gaslighting me. Like, she really was standing.
Because he was absolutely gaslighting.
Because gaslighting.
You hear that part where he said, yeah, thank you, baby. The part of the interview that got me, where he was like, what happened? He had said something to her. He was talking about her reaction. She was like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happens. He's like, it doesn't matter what happened before. How you respond to it.
Matters what happened now,
Your response is what matters. It's like, does not matter what happened before and before. Your response is what matters, which is absolutely true.
Did you see the clip? I sent you, I sent you on TikTok last night. It's from their show where... Basically, it was what they were talking about in the interview where she hit him in the head with the glass. There's one clip, she's sitting in a car and she's got black eyes. She's cut up all over the place. She's bruised all over her body. And he was like, you want to be a man so bad. You want to be a man so bad. So that's how I'm going to treat you.
Yeah.
Like,
So I don't think I didn't get a chance. I didn't see that one.
He antagonizes. And then when she responds, he does what they always do. He plays the victim.
Yeah.
And then tries to make it seem like she's crazy. And I'm not saying that she's not crazy, but what I'm saying is that, especially when you come from a place where you have unhealed trauma and you're with a person that's supposed to love you, and there's just so many things about that interview that was legitimately my physically abusive ex.
You see the dynamic. So that's why I just like the stuff that goes on. All this stuff goes on in the public eye, and I just feel like they have to perpetuate it. Like, you can't have a healthy relationship like that, the way the dynamic goes. You know what I mean? And I also feel like there's a lot of triangulation going on between him and, you know, his actual baby mama or whatever that she's in constant competition with, which doesn't, in the end, I feel like you see typically how these relationships end. Like, she holds on, she keeps fighting, trying to make this man happy, trying to get him to pick her, but he ends up with somebody else.
Allegedly they broke up.
No, hey, I saw that. I feel like a lot of this stuff is just drama. It keeps them trending. You know what I mean? I just feel like, oh, that baby ain't mine. She done been with 10 people. Now he's trying to paint her out to be super promiscuous now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless I get a credit. I see the dynamic. I understand the dynamic. That's what I'm just saying. Like, and a lot of people are like, why does she keep staying in a relationship like this? And I just like, because y'all don't understand how the mind works.
Why her daddy and the brother and them
don't do nothing? And you heard, I saw the episode where he got to fight with her daddy. She's like, daddy used to beat women's asses in front of me. And then her brother, Blueface, is talking to her brother about him hitting her. And he's like, oh, y'all done hit a girl before. I'm like, y'all, she can't win. I'm like, your brother, your daddy, all them are abusive towards women. She thinks that's love. Yeah. You know what I mean? And she thinks it's love, it's super, and it makes her, it hits the point now, which is like, I hate watching it now because it's just super annoying. Now I'm just like, come on now. Like,
I wanted to watch the interview because I knew that there was more to the story.
Yeah.
And I agree with what you're saying as far as like, it gets them views. People watch that. Like, I will read the comments, and there's so many people that are just so down for this toxic relationship.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrifying that's the dynamic. But I don't think for her, I don't think she does it to trend.
I think she's in love. He likes messing with her because he didn't even have to respond. That 10, 15 tweets he started sending out after she took... That baby ain't mine. Oh, now she's pregnant. She's drinking. That's a great month. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why don't he just leave her alone? Why don't he leave her alone? Man, I feel sorry for Blue. I'm like, I don't feel sorry for the man at all because he knows what he's doing.
I don't feel sorry for him. He knows exactly what he's doing.
And because people do feel sorry for him and see him as a victim, this is not the last person he's going to do this to. You know what I mean?
No.
It's not. You see the way the dynamic goes. Like, this is not the last person that he's going to do this to, because how do you get away with doing this stuff to so many people? And like, because people are always going to see, they put themselves in your shoes and like, man, she crazy, man, just leave her alone. He's an abuse victim. I was like,
Then Sharp just was making me so, you a good man.
Oh, that's what I was like, hyping him up. I was like, what? He's like, you a good man, bro. She got a good one right here. I was like, you take care of her. I was like, yikes. And so people are hyping it up and making it seem like she is, you know, the actual dynamic, and making it seem like, I did see the part where he said that she had been cheating on him or whatever. But he's like, I'm a cheat. But we can cheat and it's not the same. You know what I mean? And they're like, yeah, men cheat and it's not the same because we can cheat. It's just physical. You know, women get the emotional connection. I'm like, that's so goddamn stupid to say. They're like, people, like, these men don't cheat. These toxic men don't cheat and leave their families for women. We just cheat with our bodies, not with our soul. I'm like, shut the hell up. That should be so weird to me when people say that. Because there's no genuine thought process that goes behind saying that. There's just a cop-out for cheating. It makes it seem like it's less than what you're doing.
They just make it seem like men are allowed to do whatever they want, and then if women reciprocate, women are just, like, the worst people on the planet. And it's just, like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, Like, you're saying, like, basically, like, especially in, like, the interviewer. And even the other girl. The other girl was also the other host. She was also making me mad because she was just like, well, I can see where she's coming from, but I don't agree with it. And it's just like all three of them were just like ganging up on Krishan.
Yeah.
And Krishan's just like, I'm just saying, like, I don't want to answer this question. I want to move past this question. But if we're going to answer this question, tell the whole truth. Don't sit here and just say she hit me and she hit me and, you know, whatever, whatever. This man, she had a cut. He acknowledged that she had a cut on her hand and he was antagonizing her. He squeezed her hand where the cut was to hurt her. And then you're going to get, you're mad at her response.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you admitted to it.
Yeah, but he admitted to it again. But nobody cares, though. You see what I'm saying? Nobody cares about that. It's how you respond to it. You mean?
Yeah.
It's how you respond to everything. Like, nobody cares what happened first. Like, what happens first doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter.
Nope.
What matters is you hit me.
Yeah.
Not before. But you see what I'm saying? Like, back to what I was saying earlier. Yeah, with her kicking the TV and stuff like that, that's the type of stuff right there. When she comes back into there, that's when you get people with a simplistic mindset, the straightforward, they're just like, oh, she came back. So she must know she's wrong. You know what I mean? So she came, and but you know how the dynamic goes in a toxic relationship. She comes back into the relationship. She comes back into, oh, so he must be right because she came back. So he is the victim because she came back. And look how she's talking to and agreeing with everything and calling him daddy. Oh, that shit. Daddy. Oh, God. That blow. Daddy, I'm sorry. I'm the girl. I'm like.
Yeah.
It's a frustrating dynamic to see online, especially like in. It's just, you know, it's two black people. I'm like, come on, y'all, not this, not this wild shit on TV. I'm like, just, you know, again, people tune into it all the time. Now she's pregnant, but she was just drinking on the show. Now she's popping out pregnant and happy and smiling.
Well, I mean, she even said on the show though, she said like,
I'm either
period or it's either my period or I'm pregnant.
And then Sharp is like, well. Those two don't. I think he's a lot smarter than what he is. He's like, those two things don't go together, though. You see what I'm saying? No, and the woman corrected him. She's like, no, she's saying it's either or.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, this. But you see the way the dynamic goes, though. So I. So I get it, though. But like I said, but you see over. How do you think it ends? I'm just curious your thought process. I told you how I think it's gonna end. I think this goes on for as long as people allow it to go on with the TV and stuff like that. For her, like I said, for him, it's ratings. You know it's ratings for him now.
Yeah.
Because what he said it. They don't want to hear about the good stuff. They hear for the abuse.
Honestly,
the toxicity.
I think that, I mean, it's going to end, I think, one of three ways. You know, she's going to go back. If she goes back.
Oh, yeah. But this doesn't, she goes back.
Well, I'm
back.
Saying, though, but like, but if she goes back, this dynamic, this situation, she's going to get seriously hurt. She's going to seriously hurt him. Something bad is going to happen where someone ends up no longer here or somebody's going to jail.
Oof.
That's just this. That's how bad this situation is. Someone's going to get seriously, seriously hurt that you can't come back from it, or someone's going to prison. There's no other way that this situation is going to end, because they have so many times that they both have been arrested. They have so many times where they have both been under DV, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the law. But I don't know. And if she really is pregnant and, you know, she's saying that allegedly it might be more than one child she's pregnant with. She might have.
What?
She might be pregnant with twins or triplets. Like, there was more than one heartbeat. And even if he is the father, I just, you know what I'm saying? It's a bad situation that is very sad to see play out. It's very sad to watch, knowing her background, knowing what she endured, what she grew up with, and then getting into this extremely toxic situation that this is a trauma bond.
Yeah.
She's in this serious trauma bond. And she's unhealed. She has not taken any steps to heal herself. It's only going to continue to spiral out of control.
Yeah.
I don't think that she is in a position to have enough self-awareness like I was. Like, I'm not saying, you know, I hate to use me as an example, but I had enough self-awareness realizing that if I kept drinking and if I kept doing outlandish things the way that I was doing, I was going down the wrong path. I don't know if she has enough self-awareness to realize what's going on.
Yeah.
And she's just so addicted to this man, and he is just disgusting. Like, I just, like, every time I see him, because ain't he the same one that said he smashed like 1,000 girls in a month or something like that? I could have swore. Let me Google that while you give your thoughts.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So that's why I started looking at him sideways. And
yeah, because so perspective-wise, yeah, so perspective-wise with the whole dynamic, yeah. And I know people, I see one of the main things I do see on Twitter when people talk about him in this relationship dynamic, they always keep saying, where's her friends at? Baby, get off the floor. Get up. Get up off the floor.
Yeah, it was Blueface. He says he claimed that he slept with 1,000 women in 6 months.
Ooh. Yikes. But again, you see the dynamic. Like, so with what was I saying? No, people were saying, what was I saying? People were just kept saying, my mind went blank.
I'm just saying
that, like, one thing that people say, I was talking about Twitter, right? One thing that people could say, keep saying on Twitter is about, like, him possibly, like, I forgot what I was going to say. I lost my train of thought. But yeah. the way I feel like it does end is that if she's like, it was about her. People keep saying, where's her friends at? Yeah, where's her friends? They're like, where's her friends at? Why am I telling her? Like, yeah, she's not going to listen, right? She's not in that stage right now where she's not going to listen. And a lot of times when you tell people who are like where she's at right now in this trauma bonding stage, the more you tell them it's bad for them, the more they want to try to prove you wrong or stay in that dynamic. They want to try to, yep. I know what's right for me. I'm going to stay in this dynamic to prove, like, I know I just got to change this about myself.
I feel like he's isolated her so much from her actual real friends and her
family. Oh, and her family. He's fighting everybody, and she's fighting. I'm just like.
He's isolated her to the point where I think her friends might be his friends. So his friends are going to go with whatever he, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, so I don't even know if she has that around her where she has actual people who are like, you need to get away from this man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, she's a beautiful, talented woman. And this man just has destroyed her.
And I'm not just saying, and that's why people just keep saying like, he's the victim here. Like, he has a history of this certain things, doing stuff like this. Like, you haven't heard about her doing nothing like this until she got on that show.
And until it blew she got up, with him.
And she got on the show and it blew up. And you see all these behaviors that start coming out now. Some people bring out the worst in you. You know what I mean? And they see that because I'm pretty sure she, like, this is, I think about her all the time. Like, I'm thinking about this dynamic. I just feel like she's going to look back at this time in 10 years and she's going to be like, oh my God. You know what I mean? She's like, I cannot believe that I was doing that type of stuff right there. I can't believe
this. And then it's like also like where she's from. So where she's from, she's from Baltimore, or how they say it, Baltimore. She's from Baltimore. So.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, so, you know, they grew up a little bit rougher, you know, she has a little bit of a different mindset when it comes to, but I feel like I also have that, like, not like, you know, I'm from Colorado, so I can't really speak from, you know, but like, I feel like anytime a man bucked at me, I bucked back, like, I would buck back, like, you're not about to do that and not realizing, like, the implications that come from that type of situation, because it only makes it more dangerous for you. They're going to do what they decide to do. It only makes it more dangerous for you. But I also feel like I had that same mentality for quite some time. Like, ain't no about to play me like that. Like, you're not going to talk to me crazy. Like, you know, so, you know, escalate. Like, I did not have a diffuse button. I did not have a de-escalation button. I didn't have enough awareness to... just simply walk away from, you know what I'm saying, when things got like that, because it was like, okay, well, like, but I also grew up in an environment where I was taught to fight for your life, fight for your love, fight for your relationship. you know, that that struggle love BS, like that's what I was raised on and taught to. And I feel like a lot of, I feel like a lot of black people were raised like that.
I know I was. So it's I think it's similar depending on where you are, and it, of course it'd be different, but like it's similar across the board sometimes in those dynamics. But I do feel like where how she was raised, because like I don't know her full background. I just remember the episode when she like my daddy used to beat women ass in front of me or whatever, and then her brother's like I hit girls too. So if you see it starts at the top, you see it starts with the father. And it kind of goes down from, it's like a trickle down effect. If the father is allegedly beating on women, the son starts beating on women allegedly, and the daughter is a woman that gets beaten on. You know, it's just like you see the dynamic.
And so
now,
you think that
that's love.
Yes, this is you how you show that love. That's the way things are supposed to be. You think that that's how it was for me.
Yeah.
I saw the way my mother raised me, the way that my, you know, the environment that I grew up in. I was like, okay, I'm supposed to be treated this way. This is how I'm supposed to be treated. Hey, mamas. I'm supposed to be treated. Look at her hair.
I know, it's daddy hair. No. It's daddy dude. It's a daddy dude.
I felt like I was supposed to be treated that way. Like, that's what I thought love was. That's what I thought relationships were. And that's not true.
It just, it's absolutely not true, because you get into the dynamic. But you learned that it's not true. But like you learn and grow. I think she's in her early 20s, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you learn and grow. Like I say, I just feel like eventually I do think. So if people ask me to predict what happens for her, I do think she eventually gets out of it. But she has to be the one he's gonna keep rejecting her to discard and come back together. You know, if he breaks up with her, you know what happens next in this dynamic. You can predict what happens next, right? He breaks up with her publicly. We're not together. All of a sudden, he starts posting all these women online or whatever. He's partying. He's back doing his thing. And then somehow, she gets jealous. She might pop up on him, or they end up back together some way, shape, or form. But I do feel like eventually she gets away. That's my thoughts on it. Even if she's pregnant.
I want nothing positive for her. I want there to be a positive outcome.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm not gonna
manifest that for them. I'm not gonna put that out in the air.
Yeah.
I just have a bad
I know what you're saying.
It gives me anxiety. Have a bad feel. Like I feel I'm afraid for her.
Yeah.
I think that's more of what it is. Like I'm afraid from her.
Yes.
We're afraid for her because I've always seen little clips. I've always seen little things, and I always knew, like in my mind, like okay, she's getting painted as crazy. But then watching that full hour and a half video, I am still triggered because I went through that. Like I lived that, and so I'm just afraid. I'm afraid for her. Like I genuinely am. Like I feel fearful for her, and I hope she's able to get herself out of this situation.
Yeah. So that's what I was just saying, though. That's my prediction is eventually she gets away from it.
Yeah.
I'm speaking kind of from my want. I want her to get away from this dynamic, because I talk to people like literally every single day about just trying to escape toxic relationships like this. This is just, it's similar. It's just way more public. You know what I mean? It's similar. It's just way more public. But like nobody else is going to be able to tell her to leave him. She's going to have to be the one to just like wake up one day.
And she's going to have, she's going to have to wake up one day and say, I can't do this anymore.
No, I can't do this no more. But like you,
I can't do this anymore.
People like, if he's narcissistic or whatever, people like him, they don't make it easy for her to leave. They then, because when she finally gets her strength back and tries to leave the dynamic, that's when he applies more pressure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's when he comes back hard as hell, trying to mess with it behind the scenes and whatnot.
Oh,
What's it? They have a show. Crazy in Love or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the dynamic. They already painted it like crazy. They put the word crazy in there for a reason. They're trying to paint who's crazy here.
Yeah.
You know, who's the crazy one? And most people, if you poll most people, who do you think they would say the crazy one on that show?
Krishan, 100%. And nobody's gonna say, and if they're not like you and if they're not like
if
they're not in our community, they're going to say it's her.
The main, you know, I think the first time, it's one scene I think Blueface really revealed who he was, is after the when he ran up on his daddy when he hit her, like he kind of ran by her daddy and ran up on him. You see his face. I just like the mask came off right there. That was really yeah. him. It was just like, cause you could just see him. It was just like mm-hmm. he just ran up on. I was like mm-hmm. that was him right there. That was really
yeah.
I was like, that was really him running down that daddy and punching him. That was really him. You could see it. Yeah. I was just like the soft talking. But you understand what I'm saying, though, right? You get it.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? It's just like when the cameras go off, you know what I mean? It's a different person. I get that.
And if it's like that on camera, like if their relationship is like what we saw on, if we see what we saw in No Jumper, I cannot imagine, because he said himself, if security didn't grab her, he was going to do it.
Yeah.
That man beats her off camera.
He said
and
it.
And she be beating him up too, off
yeah.
camera.
Yeah, but yeah, he definitely he said it. He's like,
he
y'all it. Body slam her or I am.
He
I
said,
was
you
like,
better body slam her.
And
or
she didn't
I
do anything. And then people ignore that. Like, you a good dude, man. You ain't got a body slam. We're
yeah.
gonna do it for you. We gonna do it for you. Like,
he said, because if I do what I want to do, and then Sharp was like, yeah, we're not having you go to jail. We're not having you catch no cases. He said like, that.
Again, I'm just telling you, you get to that show, you get to that dynamic. It seemed like he was enamored with him. You know, it was just like he was a fan of his. It was just like,
yeah.
man, you a good dude, man. She got her a good one.
Yeah.
She got her good, like, that's a good one. I was like, y'all just,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's a good, you know. So I saw that down there. I was like, that's a good one. But you see, when you get into the situation, you know what I mean? I get it. So that's what I was saying earlier. I want to try to make it seem like she was the, you know, aggressor in the situation. Like, I get it.
Then no, why, I know. I know
I
what
I understand. You're
saying.
I get what she, like. I get her. You know what I mean? I'm more like Blueface than Krishan. You know what I mean? I understand his
yep.
dynamic. I understand that he wants to play that role. He was just chilling. I'm blue. I'm gonna hit women. I'm gonna sleep with women. I'm gonna do this. She can't do that.
Yeah.
No. The double standards exist in that dynamic. You can't do what I can do. You know. But then also when the cameras start rolling, I'm going to be cool, calm, and collected. And I know
yeah,
it's kind of I know the code.
I'm
going to
antagonize you,
yeah.
and I'm going to pick at you, and
I know your code.
Yeah.
I know the code to unlock you to get you to do it. Like, and he knew it. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to leave right now. I'm just leaving. She's like, no, what are you doing? And then she reacted. You know, because she was chilling. I was like, here you go. And then she's like, no, I got to leave. Because he knew the things weren't going to go the way that he wanted them to go. So he needed that reaction. He needs that reaction from her to paint the picture of her being aggressive
like,
in the situation.
Like, and she's yelling and screaming. She's like, Blue, like, why are you dismissing me? Like, why are you, like, just talk to me. Like,
she said, I'm on your side. I'm
not against you right now. I'm on your side. He's like, you see what I'm dealing with? Like, she's crazy. She got a short fuse, like.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, the way he was saying it, I could just feel my rage building inside because I'm like, he's so good at this manipulation.
Oh yeah, he's
so
great at it.
He's
great at it. It's because he's so it was a bunch of words. What he was saying to her about the response didn't make sense. I was just like, it don't make sense, but it does. It was just like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what happened before. What matters is you and your reaction. You see what I'm saying? It don't matter if somebody pops you in your damn mouth. What matters is if you swing back. You shouldn't have swung back. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what, yes. I'm only laughing because it's so frustrating.
Yeah, it's just like, it don't matter.
It doesn't matter if I hit you first. You shouldn't have hit me back.
Yeah, you shouldn't have hit me back when the camera started rolling. That's your fault. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's all.
You should not have hit me.
It's the master class. He gives a master class in toxicity, honestly, in narcissistic toxicity. You know, I'm not saying he a narcissist. I know people gonna watch this like we are blue now, like, but whatever. You know, but a lot of people I've seen online though do think that she has something going on with her, like the mental health stuff, like BPD or something like that. I've seen.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's more to the story.
It would make sense that if she had like borderline personality disorder, and he's maybe a narcissist. Because that dynamic can look like that. Because the borderline people, they want that love like that. They will stay through that stuff.
Or She just has a mountain of unhealed
trauma. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's trauma, but I say it could be that.
Desperately wants to be loved. Mm-hmm. It did not matter to me. I wanted to be loved. I don't know if I told you. I just recently said this. I said, like, the trauma bomb was so bad that this man literally punched me in my face, body slammed me on a box spring, put his arm in my neck, told me, you're going to remember who the man is in the relationship. I had a sprained ankle after getting jumped by his sister and his...
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Cousin. And after he punched me in my face, he's trying to leave the house. I'm on my knees begging this man to stay.
Yep.
That's how bad the trauma bond was.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like it could go either way.
Either
she has other stuff going on too, or that trauma bond.
Yeah. But like I said, if you have BPD and you get trauma bonded to a narcissist, it can look like. I've seen some psychologists talking about it. It's just like, yeah, I think she has borderline personality disorder just because of her reactions and the stuff that she's doing. I was like, yeah, it would make sense. And like I said, but the thing about borderline BPD, it can be worked on. It is a bunch of unhealed trauma. You know, that's what it is. It's a bunch of unhealed trauma. You just don't become a narcissist. You become not a magnet for narcissists, but you end up with a narcissistic person, it absolutely brings out the worst in you because the stuff that you're craving is the stuff that they're depriving you of. Like, you're just you're super thirsty, you want that drop of water, and they're hanging like a thimbleful. You're like, and then they take it away. They slap your tongue.
Yep.
Yeah, nope, you don't deserve it. You got to work harder. You don't deserve this baby. Have 3 abortions. You don't deserve that. You know what I mean? It's wildness.
Well, and that's what, but you know what's crazy that you said that, because she also said that. She was like, I'm not having any more abortions.
Yeah, I mean, because the way she talked about it is kind of wild. Like, I think she was on, B. Simone's show one time? Mm-hmm. And she said that. She's like, I didn't kill 3 of them. I was like, damn, girl. And then there's like, they was like, no, because they're like, come on, Krishan, come on now. No, girl. I was just like, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched that podcast. I want to watch that one too.
I saw a clip on TikTok, and it was just like, there's like.
I think it's on YouTube now.
I
want to watch that one too. I feel like with this, I feel like I had to know more, because I just hate that she's being vilified for how she's being vilified. I do agree with what you said in the beginning of like. Learning how to control your reaction.
You have to, because you have
but
to
when
you
so deal with somebody like that.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I know. I told you. I'm the person who learned your code and boop 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 just to set you off on purpose. But like,
because it just brings out a different level of violence you didn't know you were capable of.
It brings out the worst in you. That's why I tell people, just like, it's a masterclass in manipulation and toxicity. What he's doing in the public eye, and he has so many people convinced that he's the victim. I like, Jesus, this is it's impressive from the viewpoint of being toxic. Like, you might be king toxicity right now. You might
he's
be king.
Really
you,
good.
You might have supplanted Future as the king of toxicity right now.
He's really good.
He is. But you see, that's why I say I be wondering, like, I do want her to survive and stuff like that. Because I see it. Because like I said, you want her to survive this, but like you just said earlier, I understand your reservations on just how it's going to end, because that's how a lot of people think it's going to end. So, you know, some gunplay or some knife work or something.
I just feel like we haven't seen anything in the public eye this bad when it came to a relationship like this.
No.
Ever.
Oh, no, no. I don't think I've seen anything like that ever. Like,
I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. They, like, I mean, we see... I mean, aside from, like, Love and Hip Hop and stuff, like, Jocelyn and Stevie was, you know, that got intense and, like... But it was not like this. Like, this... I've never seen anything like this before, but I've lived it.
Yeah.
I just have never seen it.
This public next level size stuff.
Or glamorized and posted on a Shade Room every day. Reddit threads, Twitter, For You page on TikTok. Like, it's everywhere.
It's literally everywhere. Like, literally. I started having to block people. I was just like, I'm just tired of seeing it. You know what I mean? But I mean, you got to chatting about it. Like, we need to just run this down real quick
because we keep getting asked about it.
I didn't know. I just feel like I could not do it justice in a 3-minute video, you know. No. And I just also just feel like I could not just give my perspective on it. I feel like I needed somebody, a woman's touch on it too, because you, plus a black woman, you understand the dynamic, and you being to survive somebody like that, they will body, like I said, body slam you, and then you be begging a mistake. I've heard some horror stories like that before, like where the person is like, I'm not saying the blue face did this, but like the person is damn near about to try to take your life, and then you, once they end, you thank them, you hug them, you kiss them, thank you for not taking my life. Oh, I knew you loved me. And it's because at the end, you like, they beat you to within an inch of your life. You're like, I'm about to die. And then they don't kill you. You're like, they love me. They didn't kill me. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Manipulation is so...
I get it. So I used to be... before I got into this field, I used to be one of the people who was just like, why don't you just leave? Like, that's crazy as fuck to stay in that toxic. Like, why don't you just leave? Because I didn't understand it.
And I hated people like you.
A lot of people hate me now. So just like, it hasn't went away. So I understood. But so that's what I say. On this growth journey that I'm on now, I get it. I understand what people are dealing with. I get it so much now. That's why I see stuff like that. I just feel like I had to speak up on this issue. I see it. And I see people like, hashtag protect blue face or save blue. I was like, what the heck? I swear to God, just being a narcissist. If I see the hashtag that said save Lee and I'm the toxic one, I'd be like,
yeah.
Protect Lee Havoc. I'm just, that man is just shaking it. He's just like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. Take a bow, blue.
I feel like a lot of people might be starting to see through it, but I don't think it's the right people that are starting to see through it yet.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, I don't know, but it makes me sick to my stomach. Like, that man, he's so good at what he does.
Yeah, it's wild. It is absolutely wild how that goes right there.
But she knows that she's being gaslit. Like, she said it. She said, you're gaslighting me. I feel like she's slowly starting to come around.
The fact that she used that word is enlightening. You're gaslighting me. Because, like, and I'm pretty sure he's like, this is not gaslighting. You're crazy. He just gaslit her more.
Yeah.
What'd you learn that word? Did you learn?
Follow Nia Renee?
I hear that. What if she said, what if one day you see that and she's like playing one of your videos?
Love that.
She's like playing your video on an episode. She's like, I'm learning a lot from how to love a battered woman.
Hey, I'm just trying to get like you. You know?
how hype would you be that? Baby, get out the floor.
Oh, look. She said, look, one thing. Hold on. This might not be. Why do you have so much trauma? Like, you're not sitting here traumatizing me. How you gonna ask me why I got so much trauma and you're traumatizing me?
But you see in his dynamic, the way he escapes culpability in his own mind and in the public eye is because she stays with him.
I always gave a fuck. You're trying to say, and you're trying to gaslight me. Just let me talk for myself. I don't like nobody setting me up in a conversation. Let me talk for myself. You're saying what you're saying. You're saying, okay, I disrespected you. Woo-dee-woo-dee-wham. I had no reason to disrespect you.
Yeah.
How?
What was the reason?
What do you mean?
If anybody disrespects
you, whatever you said.
Because you can't remember it, it didn't happen.
Like, you been a bitch?
Yep.
He didn't take it like I said.
You didn't get disrespected because you don't remember what happened.
Yeah, what you mean? You call me a bitch all the time. When I feel, when you feel like I'm a bitch, you feel like I'm a bitch. So you gonna say it. So why can't I say you a bitch? Because I feel like you a bitch. Like, straight up.
You feel like it hurts your feelings when you say
so. So if a nigga play with you, and you feel like a bitch, and I say you a bitch, and then I'm like, okay.
Why is your feelings hurt?
You always tell me when I'm a bitch. Why can't I tell you when you a bitch? Okay, that's weird.
Listen, you can straight up. Wait, hold on, Gina. You can tell me that.
Bro.
But you see that dynamic, but you got other people hyping it up. Like, yeah, if you can't remember it to a baby girl, it didn't happen. I mean,
He's like, I can remember if somebody disrespected me, I can remember every single point, and I can tell why I felt that. But you can't do that.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, you call me a bitch.
You gaslighted
me. I called you
me.
A bitch, and you didn't like me calling you a bitch. So now we fought. Like, he physically fought her because she called him a bitch. But he could call her that all he wants to. And it's her fault.
You don't get to do what he gets to do. Yeah. The double standards exist. You don't get to do what I get to do. Not just because I'm a man.
And his analogy was, well, see, because she's a girl and I'm a man. So if she's a girl, she could go kiss another girl and it's fine. But if I go kiss another girl, it's a problem. First of all, that doesn't make sense. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. He said that. He said, you could go kiss another girl right now and it'd be fine because you're a girl. But if I kiss another girl, it's a problem.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. That better, like, again, the master. I wore my blue shirt just for that. I got my blue on. I got my blue off. Team blue, protect blue. I was like, oh,
like,
my.
She's like, you're gaslighting me. Don't speak.
I'm proud of her for saying that, though. Honestly, because I feel like that's gross. I feel like that's gross. Hey, I feel like that's gross.
I told you she said I paid, came with receipts.
Yeah, I feel
you're
like
you're not going to gaslight me, Lee. No, I'm just playing.
I do feel like that's good growth, though. Honestly, I feel like that's good growth.
I feel like she acknowledged it, and she's realizing what's happening to her now. Like,
yes,
she's realizing, and then even with her saying like, "You're dismissing me. You're being dismissive. Like, why are you getting defensive? I'm not against you. Why are you dismissing me?"
And then
like,
he got up, trying to leave.
To talk to you. Yeah,
it tried to make it sound like they had to pick between me and her. It was me or her. I got to leave or she got to
leave. Either she leaves or I leave. Like,
take her outside and embarrass her more. Yeah, take her outside and embarrass her some more. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just take her outside. Get her out of here. Like, make her feel like she's nothing. You know what I mean? In a trauma response, you know, it's like the reactions is a trauma response to what she's going through. Because, like, the person you're supposed to be protecting you is actually, you know, sinister as hell, just like rubbing his fingers together like this, like nice. And then she came back
like,
in there.
And it's like, if you have a problem with what I'm doing, address that shit behind the scenes. We don't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I understand the dynamic. Come on, too. You're doing too much. Okay. I gotta get rid of half of this. She done made a huge like mess behind me, like McDonald's. You're doing too much. Okay. Can you say bye bye? Here, come say bye bye. Your wild hair. Can you say bye-bye? Wild style.
She gave me a little wave.
A little afro. Say bye-bye.
I know. It's so cute. And those cheeks. Well, right. Pinch them.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Okay. I'm going to hit. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. Seriously. Tell them where they can find you at, Leah.
How to Love a Battered Woman at How to Love a Battered Woman on Instagram. It's Facebook. Twitter's at HTLABW, TikTok, How to Love a Battered Woman.
Y'all can find me everywhere at Mental Illness or mentalillness.net. I'm on all platforms.
How to Love a Battered Woman.com.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Seriously. I'm going to hit this stop.